Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Millie Bruce, Roy Glenn, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy! Well, the Kingfish's wife, Sapphire, and her mother plan to fly out to Chicago and visit Sapphire's sister for a month. They plan on leaving tomorrow. But right now, a telegram has just arrived from Sapphire's brother, Leonard. Leonard has made the Army his career for the past 20 years. And now he's getting out of the Army in California. Right now, the Kingfish and the girls are discussing it.
Ah, Sapphire, I'm so proud of Leonard. 20 years in the Army. Woo! What a wonderful career.
Oh, yes, Mama. Why, he was on the beach in Normandy just 2 weeks after D-Day.
Mm-hmm.
He was so brave.
Brave? Huh. He asked for Leonard at Normandy on D-Day, but it took the Army 2 weeks to get him out of the boat. That's right.
Now, that ain't true. He had a brilliant record and won all kinds of medals.
I wouldn't talk if I was you, George. I don't ever remember you being in the Army.
Well, that wasn't my fault, you know. You see, I was too young for the Spanish-American War and too old for the last one.
What about World War I?
I was too scared for that one.
Well, this will be the first real vacation Leonard has had in years. And he wants to come to New York and spend it with us. Oh, the sweet boy.
Now, wait a minute, Joe, Mama. You and Sapphire are going to Chicago.
Well, George, I thought while we was in Chicago, Leonard could come here and stay with you. You and him could get to know each other in the month we's away.
Now, wait a minute, Cher. I ain't having that chow hound staying here. With you two going away, this is the first peace and quiet I done had in 25 years of marriage. And I ain't having it messed up by no goofy brother-in-law.
But, George, you ain't never met Leonard. How do you know you wouldn't like him?
Listen, I has met all of your other sisters and brothers, and he's from the same litter. He's got about as much chance of turning out good as a peacock has of coming out of a vulture egg.
All right. All right. Sapphire, if he feels that way about my son Leonard, I wouldn't have him come here and stay. We'll just wire him how George feels and tell him not to come.
You're right, Mama. That is the best way. Well, we better get packed, because, you know, we do at the airport first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Yes, Sapphire going to Chicago to see your sister, yeah. Just think, tomorrow the airplane is going to take you away. It's going to fly you to Chicago for a whole month. Take you and Mama away and leave me here in New York all alone. You know, it makes me realize something, Sapphire.
It does, George.
Yeah, up to now, I never realized what a great personal favor them Wright brothers done for me at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Well, Mama and Sapphire done took the bus to the airport this morning. I'm going to have a little peace and quiet around here. I wish I could think of some way to pick up some dough while they're gone. Here I is at the lodge hall thinking about, wait a minute. Come in. Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Well, I hope so. I'm a little mixed up in my directions. I'm looking for the Utopia Sanatorium. It's a rest home.
Utopia Sanatorium. The name is familiar. Let me look in the telephone book here. Let me see here. Utopia. Y-O-U-T-O-P-I-A. Don't seem to be here. There's the Y's right there, too. That is.
Well, they ought to have a phone. They're charging me enough to stay there.
What is the charging you?
Well, I plan on staying a month or so. I just want peace and quiet. You see, I'm getting a $1,500 legacy, and I'm willing to pay them $500 for the month.
Utopia, Utopia. Excuse me for protruding, Mother, but you say something about having trouble with your leg there and getting $1,500. What was that thing you say there?
I just said I'm getting $1,500 in cash, and I'm planning on paying the sanatorium $500 for the month.
You know, I know where that Ralph home is now. Hey, you keep going down the boulevard there, and it's right next to the rock quarry. You see, the roundhouse is across the street.
Well, that certainly doesn't sound very restful to me.
Oh, I don't mean to run down that place. You see, I run the sanatorium myself, and I wouldn't want to say nothing unethical about the other dump. You see,
I see. You have a sanatorium.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Combination sanatorium and rest home. Before I get into this, though, could I ask you one question? You ain't got nothing catching, is you, mister?
No.
Now, what seems to be your trouble?
Oh, I'm just very nervous. What's the name of your place?
The Very Nervous Sanatorium. I is Dr. Stevens, the head man over there. We especially good on nervous cases. Oh, I had a man to come in there just last month with the same vital stance. And in 1 week's time, we done slowed him down to a waltz.
Well, just what are your rates?
Oh, the same as the Utopia players. We all comes under the fair trade law. Can't shake it down over the prevailing rates, you know. All us doctors take the hypochondriac's oath when we go into this building.
Well, just where is this sanatorium of yours?
It's over on 134th Street. I tell you, it's so quiet over there, it's almost like being in a private residence. You could move in this afternoon, too.
Well, that's fine. And by the way, my name is Harry Thompson. I'll be back here later, and you can take me up to your sanatorium. And, by the way, does your service include a nurse?
A nurse? Well, tell you. You see, I,
Hi, Kingfish.
Well, look who's here. If it ain't male nurse Brown.
Kingfish, what are you talking about, male nurse?
Nothing, Andy. I just explaining to this man here about the exclusive sanatorium I'm running up on 134th Street. You know the place.
No, I don't.
Oh, of course you do. The one up in the apartment house. The one where this man is going to pay me $500 a month for resting up in there. Understand?
No.
Andy, in the world of famous sanatoriums where you is employed, you know, $150 a month. You know what I'm talking about now, Andy.
Oh, you mean the sanatorium where you're going to raise me to $175 a month because I keep you from losing so many patients?
Well, that's the place I had in mind, male nurse Brown.
Well, I don't know. Male nurses. Hey, is this man a registered nurse?
Oh, registered? Oh, yes, sir. This is one of the most immaculate nurses in the city. Yeah, the Board of Health gave him the same sanitation rating as the swill cans over at the Waldorf. Oh, yes.
Well, I'm glad I'm getting into a nice place. And I'll be back here about 2:00. I'll see you then.
Yeah, good day, sir. Hey, what you think, Andy?
Well, it sounds like a good deal. But you sure sprung it on me in a hurry.
Well, I wouldn't complain, Andy. It ain't often that a fella gets hired and gets a $25 raise for efficiency before we know what the job is. I ain't never heard of that. This is great, dear. I'll move that Mr. Thompson in this afternoon, and I'll be $500 to the good. This is one of the finest. Hello?
Hello, George. This is Sapphire. I'm calling from the airport.
Airport?
Yes.
Yeah, but honey, I think you left for Chicago a couple of hours ago.
Well, George, all the flights has been canceled today on account of the weather. Mom and I won't leave till tomorrow morning.
Well, now, wait a minute. Listen here. What is he going to do? Stay at a hotel out by the airport or something like that?
Of course not, George. Me and Mama's coming back home. We sure is tired, and we're looking forward to a good night's rest. Goodbye.
Holy mackerel. This is like Frank Buck getting bit by a dead rhinoceros. I don't know what... Sapphire and her mama ain't leaving for Chicago till tomorrow. But there must be some way that we can keep that Mr. Thompson on the hook till then.
Yeah, well, let's get on in here and see our lawyer, Calhoun. Maybe he got an angle.
Hiya, Calhoun. Excuse me, is you busy?
Oh, no, boys. I'm just working on my income tax.
Yeah, man. Look at all the papers and forms you got on the desk there.
Yeah. First, they sent me a form to file an estimate. Then they sent me my 1953 blank with a big booklet explaining the thing. Then they sent me a long profit and loss statement to fill out. Now they done sent me a registered letter asking why I didn't file no 1952 return.
Well, that's a lot of paper they sent you there.
I'll say, I figured out that it cost the United States government $12.80 to find out that I is a bum.
Now, look here, Calhoun. We in trouble, too. Now, listen, I in a jam.
Well, what is the fact?
Well, I decided to run a sanatorium in my apartment while my wife was away in Chicago for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I signed up a patient for $500 to stay in the place starting tonight.
Uh-huh.
Now, my wife and her mama-in-law, they ain't going till tomorrow.
Yeah, this is a mess.
Oh, yeah, we are stuck with a hot patient on our hands.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute, Jerry. You done told a man you had a sanatorium, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, lots of them sanatoriums have branches. You could keep them in one of the branches overnight.
One of the branches, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it'll cost a lot of money to put him in a hotel, and he ain't paying us till the end of the month.
Well, now, wait a minute. Look at here, Kingfish.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't you take him up to Andy's room and tell him that was the annex of the sanatorium?
Yeah, Andy's room, the annex. Calhoun, that is a great idea.
Oh, wait a minute, Chair. Wait a minute. I only got one bed up there. The place is a mess. I ain't got no way to cook food or nothing.
Andy, look here. We'll have to do it. That's all. We'll send out for the food. Oh, this is a great idea. Telling the man that your room is the annex. Oh, thank you, Calhoun.
Yeah, that's a great idea, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I got to get back to my financial statements here. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you look like you was having a lot of trouble there, boy.
Trouble? First of all, I don't have no money to pay my income tax. I owe bills all over town. I is 5 months behind in my office rent, and the landlord threatens to evict me. Oh, I tell you, boys, I'm going to bankruptcy except for one thing.
Well, what's that?
I ain't got the money to file the papers.
Oh, yeah. Well, just one more flight upstairs, Mr. Thompson.
Yeah, Mr. Thompson. If you gets tired carrying them suitcases, why, let me know. We'll stop while you're sitting down and get your breath.
No, it's all right. But I'm a little disappointed going to the annex.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to love it here, though. Yeah, you're right here, Mr. Thompson. I'll open the door for you there so you don't have to sit down in the cases. Step right in the annex here, Mr. Thompson. Watch that rat trap right there on the floor. Don't step
right in. Hey, wait a minute. This is a sanatorium? Why, it's just an old boarding house room.
Oh, we designed it that way to get away from the hospital effects, you see. New style of decorating. What they refer to as ash can modern.
Well, I guess it's all right, as long as I'm going to move into your regular sanatorium tomorrow.
Yeah, you're going to love it up here. By the way, male nurse Brown.
Oh, yes, doctor.
I see the last patient didn't make his bed up when he left.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll fix that up.
Reverse the sheet so the dirty side is next to the mattress there. See, we won't keep everything sanitary around here.
I think the best side is up now.
Now, Miss Thompson, before I leave, I think I better give you a brief examination. See what kind of diet to put you on.
Examination?
Yes, sir. Open your mouth there. I ain't got one of them wooden R sticks. I just have to hold your tongue down with a shoehorn here. Move your mouth there now and say, ah. Yeah, take a look in there, male nurse.
Yeah, let me get up there.
No, don't put your head in there. You're blocking my light there. Look out there. This match's going to burn the man's tongue. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's better.
Wow. Look there. He's got something hanging down there in the back of his mouth.
Yeah, we better keep an eye on that. If it gets any worse, we might have to snip it off, Sarah.
Hey, wait a minute. That's my palate.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I'll have Meal Nurse Brown rub some peritonitis on it for you. Well, maybe it'll go away. Let me feel your pulse here. One, two, three. Yeah, you're nervous, all right. Your pulse has got a rumba beat to it. Say, nurse, I want this man put on a light diet.
How light, doctor?
Well, don't let it run over 35 cents a day.
Keep okay.
Now, you got nothing to worry about, patient. Nurse Brown here will be on 24-hour duty right here.
You mean he's going to be in the same room with me?
Better than that, he's going to be in the same bed with you then.
I never heard of anything like that.
Oh, just a safety measure, yes, sir. On real serious cases, I crawls in there too, you see.
I don't know if I'm going to like this arrangement.
Well, Mrs. Thompson, we feel that if a man is really sick, if they ever have the hospital staff right in the bed with him there, you see. Now, I want you to hop right in bed there and start resting right away, Mrs. Thompson.
Well, all right. But I must say, I don't know if I'm going to like this place.
Oh, that's all right. You're going to just be here one night. See, you move over to the regular sanatorium tomorrow. Yeah, we feature two sheets on the beds over there.
Well, very well. I'll put up with it for one night, and that's all.
Now, get undressed there. Now, Nurse Brown, I want, nurse. Hey, nurse.
What you want, doctor?
Let the patient get in bed first, will you please?
Here to Chicago to spend a month with your sister.
I don't care, Mama. She's too bossy, and I ain't going to stay under her roof one day longer.
Well, all right, daughter. Well, what are you going to do?
I just called the airport, Mama. They can give us reservations that would get us in New York at 9 o'clock tomorrow evening.
Oh, won't George be surprised when we show up?
How is the patient doing since we moved him into my apartment here? Did he go to sleep?
Oh, yeah. I put him to bed back in your mama's room there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He really getting peace and quiet. He got a little suspicious, though, when he went in the bathroom and seen that camisole your mama left hanging there.
Yeah, holy mackerel. What did you tell him?
I just said it was a straitjacket left over from our last patient.
Yeah. Hard move, Andy. Now, listen. I think I'll walk down to the corner and pick up your evening paper.
You know something, Kingfish? You're so lucky Sapphire and her mama's in Chicago. Boy, if they knowed what you was doing here in this apartment.
Yeah, well, we don't need to worry about them, Andy. Well, I'll be right back, old boy.
Okay.
Well, let me get down the stairs here. Kind of dark here. Well, I'll get out the front door here and... excuse me, girls, your bags is in the way. I'd like to get by.
Why, George, it's us, me and Mama.
Well, I.
What's the matter, Baldy? Ain't you glad to see us?
Oh, yeah. I was just, the thing is, I'm glad,
Well, George, get out of the way. We want to go upstairs.
We is exhausted.
Yeah.
When I hit that bed, you won't hear a sound out of me all night.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't count on that, Mama.
You, George. Take our bag.
Well, now, look here. Wait a minute. I got a better idea than that, honey. I'll run on up to the landing and put on the lights up there, you see.
Well, hurry up. We'll carry our own bag.
Yeah. Holy mackerel. I got to do something to warn Andy to get that Mr. Thompson out of there. It's Mama and me, and Sapphire makes three. We're coming to our blue heaven. Oh, nothing, honey. I just happy. Do-de-do-de-do.
Well, stop being so happy and get up them stairs.
All right. Pack up the patient in his old kit bag and blow. Blow.
Stop that nonsense and turn on them lights. You want us to trip on the stairs here?
Out the window. Linda, he must go, he must go. Through the kitchen, down the stairs, here comes a couple of grizzly bears. Yeah, wait till I find my keys here. Get out, get out, get out. I got him here someplace.
George, what was that?
Oh, what was what?
That noise inside.
Noise inside? Mice.
Mice don't make that much noise.
Well, these has been eating well, yeah.
George, there's somebody in there. Open the door.
There you is, Mama. No one in the living room, see there?
I distinctly heard someone. Now, let's look in the bedroom.
Wait a minute now.
Well, there's nobody in our bedroom.
No,
Let me see about mine.
No.
There's nobody in mine. Oh, hey, what's my bed doing all messed up?
Well, Mama, I was sleeping in there while you was away.
George? Is you sure you didn't have nobody up here? Nobody at all?
No, Sapphire. There ain't been no one in our little homicide here, nor it is.
Well, all right. Come on, Mama. We'll sleep in my room tonight. Let's put our things away.
Oh, me. Oh, that was close. Yeah, but I wonder what Andy done with Mr. Thompson. I can't understand why. Somebody at the front door.
Say, Kingfish.
Andy, where's you got him?
Well, when I heard you coming, I dragged him out of the back door and run him around in front of the house in his nightgown. I got him in the hall now.
You got him out in the hall?
Yeah.
Listen, Andy, I'll duck in the room and get his clothes. You take him over to your room and we'll straighten out the thing the first thing in the morning.
Yeah, okay, Kingfish. I stuck him in the broom closet out in the hall.
In the broom closet?
Yeah.
Didn't he object?
No, he's half asleep. I told him it was the steam cabinet. I'll go out there and blow some smoke through the keyhole. That ought to hold it for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amos, I threw a top coat on the patient and we took the crosstown bus over to my place.
Well, Andy, that is doggone as mixed up I done ever heard, carrying that poor fellow all over town.
Well, it's all straightened out now, Amos. The Kingfish done went up this morning and told Sapphire and her mama the truth.
Yeah, well, I'm glad he did that, because I guess they was mad, though.
Mad? Boy, they was burned up. But then the Kingfish explained to them about the $500.
Oh, yeah.
So they finally agreed to take the fellow in, providing the Kingfish divided the money with them at the end of the month.
Yeah, well, I guess that's all he could do. They sure could use that $500 to pay some of their bills. You know, the Kingfish was telling me they got some bills up there that's been laying around for 6 months. Hmm. I guess he's going to pay those first.
Oh, no. He's going to let those go. He's going to pay the old ones first.
Oh, the old ones. Sleep last night, Mr. Thompson?
Oh, just fine. But I must say, I'm getting pretty tired of bouncing back and forth between here and the annex.
Yeah, well, that's part of the nerve cure, what we call the ping-pong treatment. Thompson, I want you to meet Sapphire here. She's going to be your nurse from now on instead of male nurse Brown.
Well, that'll be fine. Oh, how do you do, Sapphire?
How do you do?
Well, I want you to promise me one thing, patient. That during the months that you was here in the sanatorium, to do everything the nurse tells you to do.
Well, I promise, Doctor.
Fine. Now, you'll excuse me. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Patient, I want you to promise me one thing.
Oh, what's that?
That during the month you're staying here, you'll never let Dr. Stevens know we tricked him and that you is my brother, Leonard.
We'll be back again next week. Till then, this is Harlow Wilcox saying goodnight for the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.